Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
And my heart opens wide, and I'll follow its path. It'll be my eternal guide. As my fears subside, I'll be standing by your side. Have hope, my friend, you'll never be poor again. It's about sharing and caring, it's about giving a little love. It'll be a mercy and a blessing to see a child with a smile, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion to give. It's about helping and loving, it's about feeling and their pain. It's about a prayer and a calling to keep what you have by giving it away, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion to care. Yeah, yeah. There's a rising star reflecting in her eyes. There's a glimmer of hope flickering in her mind. You'll never walk alone with gold and empty hands. There's a shimmering glow from passion to care. It's about sharing and caring, it's about giving a little love. It'll be a mercy and a blessing to see a child with a smile, to have a little something from nothing. I have a passion. It's about helping, and loving, it's about feeling their pain. It's about a prayer and a calling to keep what you have by giving it away, to have a little something.
And what's your name?
Alia.
Alia, and Alia, how old are you?
7.
MashaAllah. What's the name of your story today?
The Little Tap Boat.
Okay, go ahead.
My story is about a little tugboat. Once upon a time, there was a tugboat. She was painted bright red, and her name was Little Jenny. She was never lazy, because she was up early before the seagulls began to cry. Tug, 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 pull, pull, pull. She worked hard through the day. Sometimes she wouldn't even take a break. She was a happy little red tugboat. She would sing along as she worked, tug, 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 pulling the big ships into the harbor from faraway lands. Little Jenny was kind and gentle, and she made lots of friends. Tug, 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 she worked hard through the day. Sometimes she wouldn't even take a break. She was a happy little red tugboat. She would sing along as she worked, tug, 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 pulling the big ships into the harbor from faraway lands. Little Jenny was kind and gentle, and she made lots of friends. One day the harbor master, Mr. Ben, decided he would get a new, bigger tugboat. Little Jenny was to be sent to the harbor museum. When the new tugboat arrived, it was Lou. His name was Pilot. He was proud, big, and he was not friendly and kind like Little Jenny. little Jenny was sad to go, so happy working at the harbor. One evening the wind was blowing strong and the weather was changing bad. Boom, clash, clash, lightning and thunder and lots of rain. The harbor master, Mr. Ben, was using pilots to bring the big ships into the harbor where it was safe from the bad storm. Pilots working alone was not enough. There were too many ships and pilots were slow and could not do all the work alone. Mr. Ben asked little Jenny to come help out. She was excited and glad to help once again, doing what she loved with a smile. Tug, tug, tug. She went off working as fast as she could. In no time, all the ships were safe in the harbor and Mr. Ben was very happy with little Jenny. The storm was getting bad. It rained the whole night. The next morning, Mr. Ben decided he would get a new bigger tub because she was a hard worker. And so the little red tub boat stayed and worked happy together with Pilot, who was now her new best friend. Moral of the story, old is gold.
Old really is gold. And this story also teaches us that we must always be hardworking and always be friendly and kind and always do our best in everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's so true for little butterflies like you. Always remember, be kind, loving and hardworking and do the best you can do. Because if you do that, you will always be successful. And if you do it to please Allah, then for that, Allah will reward you. Let's go for a break.
When we walk on that path so fragile like a strand of hair, it will be the final day when we stand to face our deeds. Just imagine on that day when we walk the full sirat, fire on either side, paradise in front. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Qudus, Salam, Allah, Rahman. Ya Allah, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Qudus, Salam, Allah, Rahman. On the day of reckoning, when we stand at Arafat, there be so much pain while confusion reigns as we stand on that plain. There we'll meet our Creator, Ya Allah. Salamu Rahmanu Rahimu Mali. It will be a day when we face Ya Allah. Salamu Rahmanu Rahimu Mali. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is only one God, Muhammad is his messenger. That day will be a test upon our faith when we face our Lord, Allahu Rahim. Ya Allahu Rahman, Rahim.
Assalamu alaikum, what's your name?
Wa alaikum salam, my name is Laika.
And Laika, how old are you?
7.
7 years old, mashallah. And tell me, Laika, are you fasting this year?
Yes.
How many did you keep last year?
All.
You kept all? Wow, mashallah. Are you keeping all this year as well?
Yes.
Inshallah. Tell me, my darling, what do you do for fun?
I like to go to the pool.
You like to go to the pool. Swimming really is fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me what's your story called?
My mother.
Okay, go ahead.
My mother is the best. I am my mother's last born child. My mother is a simple woman. She cooks, cleans and bakes for us. She is very hard working. We have a big family. I have 5 siblings. My mother cares for us all without ever complaining. My mother is a superstar. She makes me feel all good inside with her hugs and kisses. She is the only person that makes me feel better when I am sick. I love my mom very much. She is the superwoman of our family. Thank you for all that you do for us. My mom, my hero.
Wow, mommies really are heroes, aren't they?
Yes.
And no matter what mommies do, whether they're working or whether they're at home with us, our mommies love us all very much. How much does our mommy love us?
A lot.
A lot. And remember, children, always be loving and respectful to our mummies, because Jannah lies under the feet of our mummies. And also, our mummies do so much for us because they love us. So we can't fight with them, we can't shout at them, we can't be rude to them. And if mummy asks us to do anything, what do we have to do?
We have to listen.
That's right, we have to listen. So for now, go up to your mommy, give her a big hug and kiss, and say, I love you, mommy. Laika, you say that.
I love you, mommy.
And what's your mommy's name?
Aisha.
Aisha. And I'm sure your mommy, Aisha, must be very proud of you today. Alhamdulillah. Let's go for a break.
Rabbi ighfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me.
ربي اغفر لي 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 Bestow your mercy upon me, Ya Allah. I lift up my hands, I turn to you. Bestow your mercy upon me, Ya Allah. Rabbi ighfir li. ربي اغفر لي 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 ربي اغفر لي.
And what's your name?
Sana.
Sana, how old are you?
7.
7, mashallah. Are you in grade 2?
Yes.
And what do you do for fun, Sana?
I like to go to the park.
You like to go to the park. That's so much fun. Which part of the park is your favorite?
When you play ball.
That really is so much fun. But remember, when you go to the park, you must keep hydrated so that you don't get sick, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the name of your story today?
A friend indeed is a friend indeed.
Okay, go ahead.
Once upon a time, there was a big fluffy cat as white as snow and a little mouse as tiny as can be. They lived together in a lovely home. Every day, the little mouse would beg for the cat to fall asleep so that she could get some food to eat. She would run across the room to the kitchen and run back into a little hole that she called home. One day, she saw some corn left in a bowl on the table. She ate and ate and ate the corn up. She ate so much that she could not fit back into her little hole. The mouse began to cry. The cat heard the mouse crying and went to see what was wrong. When the mouse heard the cat coming, she got very afraid. But to her surprise, the cat gave her a big push and rescued her. The mouse, she asked, "Why didn't you eat me?" The cat replied, "You are my friend now, and a friend in need is a friend indeed."
That's so true. The cat didn't eat the mouse because the cat was now the mouse's friend. And do you have good friends, Sana?
Yes.
What's your friend's name?
Fiza and Aleka and a marshlet.
Wow, that's so good, mashallah. And remember, children, always have good friends and be kind to your friends, because that's what good Muslims do. Jazakallah for reading a story to us.
के रंग में रंग जाऊं मेरे यार, के रंग में रंग जाए जब आफ्तार तो खुलते हैं गुलामों पे वो असरार, के रहते हैं वो तौसीफ सनाए शहे अबरार में हर लहजा गो हर قدموں کی چمک کی قدموں کی چمک چاند ستاروں میں نظر آئے جدھر سے وہ گزر جائے وہی راہ چمک جائے دمک جائے مہک جائے بنے رونق گلزار جن کی قدموں کی چمک چاند ستاروں میں نظر آئے جدھر سے وہ گزر جائے وہی راہ چمک جائے دمک جائے مہک جائے بنے رونق گلزار عشق کے رنگ میں رنگ جاؤں میرے یار
Ashoke Radio Islam listeners far and wide. Radio Islam listeners all the way from Lanesia to Lansau to Zekpak Mayfair and Nuclear Forts, Buck in Calvin and in Bosmont and Fitas. We have a lot of listeners in Reveille and El Dorado Park. Radio Islam listeners in Azad, well in Santon, and in Standerton, and in Cresta, and in Northcliff, and in Marlborough, and in Madurand, and Rustenburg. Yo, we even have a listeners in Gibla Park. People tune in from Actonville, and Benoni, and Elmalo, and Petrertief, and Louis III, and Trichardt, Modi Moli, and Ilsum.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.